Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Always happy to see you, and you've got some good stuff coming down the pike for us. Some important information. Yeah, we've had tons of rain, the ground is nice and soggy, but still, fire. Let's talk fire.
That's right. Let's do that. You know, the last time I was in, we visited about the upcoming burn school, and I said we might continue that on to this time. But before we get into that, I do want to mention to people that the burn school is going on. It's going to be held Monday, February the 26th at the Neosho County Community College at the Ottawa campus, which is located at 900 East Logan Street. The program is going to be an all-day program. It'll start at 9:30 in the morning, go to about 3 in the afternoon. And guys, since that's over lunch, we'll be providing lunch. So I really would like to have you call in or email me. You can call me at 785-828-4438. Or you can email me at rschaub, which is R-S-C-H-A-U-B at ksu.edu. Or you can scan the QR code that is on the flyer that's on some, like our Facebook posts and those kind of things. It's also on our extension website. So you can do any of the three ways, okay?
That lunch doesn't happen to be burnt ends, is it?
No. Maybe I ought to say it's fire hot chili or something, but we're going to have some kind of probably super chili. So
excellent.
That's probably what we'll have. So anyway, previously, when I was in, I told the story about the travelers that left a little town south of Burlingame called Superior, and they traveled to Quinimo. And this was in the 1860s, and they didn't see a tree their entire trip. Well, you know, our native grasslands developed under fire. And some of those fires were set intentionally by the Native Americans. Others were set by lightning strikes, those types of things. And some of these fires burned just a few acres. Others burned thousands of acres and lasted weeks before they would, you know, finally burn out. The problem is now, when I go around Osage County and I look around, I can't find a place that I can't see a tree. So the lack of fire has really had a detrimental effect on our native grasses. So, how has the woody encroachment affected forage production? So, in 2022, the Kansas rangeland production was just over 45 billion pounds of forage. Now, that sounds like an astronomical number, 45 billion pounds. But since 1990, we have lost nearly a million acres to brush and woody encroachment. And what that amounts to, that 42 billion pounds, comes up to about 35 million 1,200-pound hay bales. And that was lost between 1990 and 2022. In 2022 alone, it was estimated in Kansas that there was 1.9 million pounds of forage lost due to woody encroachment. So that 1.6 million pounds in 1 year, that is 1.6 million 1,200-pound bales. And that's enough forage to feed 157,000 1,300-pound cows for a whole year. In our district, Anderson, Franklin, and Osage counties, our forage losses to woody encroachment during 2022 ranged somewhere between 15 and 20% compared to what those levels would have been in the baseline in 1990. So woody encroachment, it doesn't only affect forage production. There are other things that it will affect, okay? Woody encroachment, those invading trees, they decrease stocking rates, they collapse the grassland biodiversity, they reduce water supplies, they increase risk of wildfire, they increase human allergen potential, and they increase the risk of tick and mosquito-borne diseases. So there was an effort to, what are we going to do, you know, to fight this? What are we going to do to fight this woody encroachment? Well, there were 10 land-grant universities. These are the universities that are in the Great Plains. So it'd be from Texas and New Mexico north to North Dakota and Montana. Basically, there's these 10 state land-grant universities that have formed together, and they have come together to form the Great Plains Grassland Extension Partnership. And the idea here is to help develop a plan to protect and expand our native grasslands. Okay? So the it's called the Great Plains Grassland Initiative, and it's the first conservation initiative to use integrated pest management for improving brush management. Okay, the initiative applies the approach to prevent, avoid, monitor, and suppress woody pests in efforts to save our grasslands. And so they have picked the five top woody encroachment trees that are encroaching into our native grasses. Any idea what the first one is?
Wouldn't happen to be cedar, would it?
The number one is eastern red cedar. And of course, that's our biggest issue here in Kansas. It also is a very big issue in Nebraska, Oklahoma, you know, but there are four others that are also concerns in some of the other states that are in the, of these 10 Great Plains states. That'd be honey mesquite, Chinese tallow, ash juniper, and redberry juniper. So with this initiative, some of the guidelines say there is not a tolerable level of these woody species. So they really need to be controlled, wiped out. controlling seed production and dispersal is a must, okay? And it's been found that, any idea what the dispersal area would be for one single cedar tree in the middle of a pasture?
I think you told me this last time. Wasn't it 250 feet?
It's 200 yards.
200 yards.
Radius.
Oh,
so you're
grief.
Talking about 400 yards if you're talking about the diameter, and that includes 26 acres of grassland. Can be a seed, that tree can be a seed source for 26 acres in this grassland. So think about if you have 160 acres, you know, a quarter section, if you have six or seven trees, there's enough there to seed the whole thing all the time. And if you look around, we don't have to look very far to find six or seven cedar trees. So the idea in this, with this program, is to defend the core grasslands. Of course, you know, that might be in the Flint Hills, let's say, there are cores that have great grass, and then there's places that there are some brush species coming. So we want to defend those cores and then work out and work on those areas that maybe just have seed or there's a little bit of encroachment coming. Oftentimes in the past, we've went to where the brush is really bad. We've cut all those trees out. But by the time we got that done, we kind of ignored the core. And all of a sudden now the core has trees in it. We have to go back and do that. So it's a continuing effort. What they're wanting to do is protect the core and work their way out, and hopefully this will, you know, expand our native grassland areas. So there is a Kansas Great Plains Grassland Initiative, and so Extension, NRCS, and other partners are working with landowners and producers to prevent and reverse the loss of rangeland production. And, you know, I talked a little bit about the Flint Hills, but this could be your 160. There's maybe a good grass area. We start there. If it butts up next to your neighbors, maybe you work with your neighbor and you start to expand that, and then you keep working with other neighbors and you start expanding, and pretty soon, hopefully, the plan is that we'll be able to restore some of our native grasses. If you have more if you want more information, I would suggest contacting your local NRCS office. They have there'll be money available to help with different things. They would be a good place to start with. So I hope you can go to the NRCS, learn more, and then take some action. So until next time, stay safe.
All right. Well, thank you, Rod. That's some good information. 200 yards, not the 250 feet I had stuck in my head. That's a substantial difference. So hopefully the initiative takes off, and hopefully that burn management school also goes well.
Well, that's a start.
Yes.
That's a start.
Can you bring us some updates?
Will do.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.